question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
As we roll right along today, everyone, we're now up to our G block, and that means the personal connection segment of today's show. Before we talk ATL and SFO, we're sponsored by another new show sponsor that we want all of you to support, goodrx.com/carry.
Getting the care you need to stay healthy, whether you're traveling or at home, shouldn't be hard or expensive. And I think we'd all agree that everyone should be able to afford their medications. That's why we recommend you check out goodrx.com/carry. You can instantly compare prices for your prescriptions at every pharmacy in the area, and you can save up to 80%. Up to 80%. That's huge.
Yes, it is. It's free and easy to use. It's often cheaper than using your insurance copay, Medicare, or other programs. With goodrx.com/carry, you'll find discounts for all your prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies, including CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, and more. Join us. Start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today at goodrx.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, when we fly, I think it's safe to say each of us has some sort of a personal connection to the airport. Some are positive, some not so much. We have our favorites, we have our least favorites, but airports in many ways are kind of individual communities all to themselves, and that makes them more than just a hub to get from one place to another. Today we're going to check in with two of the country's busiest airports. Joining Robert and me on the show hotline are Jai Farrell, the assistant GM of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and Ivar Sataro, the airport director at San Francisco International.
Well, good morning and welcome to you both today.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to have
you.
Ivar, nice to hear you there. Jai, thanks very much. Jai, we're going to start with you because I know your airport in Atlanta, it's consistently the busiest in the nation. Last year was clearly a strange year for airports, but we are thankfully moving in the right direction as travel rebounds. Georgia, like Florida, Texas, South Carolina, some other states, has done a good job remaining open during the pandemic. So I'd like you to share with our listeners around the country right now, what percentage of Hartsfield-Jackson International is currently operational? And I'm talking really about the entire airport. So think about like the terminals, the retail outlets and restaurants, the club rooms, chapel, security screening checkpoints, airport parking lots, things like that.
I would say, and thanks for the accolade. I know everybody's used to saying the busiest in the world, but we'll be back in just a bit. Guangzhou beat us this year, but I think it's fairly temporary. We're looking at forecasts of 2018, 2019 passenger traffic, so we're hopeful that we'll end on top again this year. So you asked about a percentage of the airport occupancy or just how we're operating from this perspective. I would give it a safe 90%. So what I mean by that 10% is we're reopening some of our parking facilities that were shuttle operated because we collapsed our shuttle operations to operate within the social distancing confines. And then also some of our concessionaires are bringing their services back online as travel resumes in some of those areas. So, for example, we've done a better job of sharing operational data, forecast data, gate utilization with those tenants that are adjacent to certain gates. That way they can make better business decisions on when to operate and even if they change those hours. So we've been seeing a lot of that. So we're at a good 90%. Okay. But if you come into the airport, specifically on our busiest concourses, both A or B, it looks pre-COVID normal, if I have to say.
All right. I have to say that's some good news, Jai. Thank you. I'll take 90% for your airport. That's great. I'm sure you will, too. All right. Let's head to San Francisco. Ivar, like Atlanta, Robert and I have flown into SFO many, many times over the years. And I really want to ask you the same question. We're sitting here on Saturday morning, June 5th. What percentage, roughly, give or take, is San Francisco International open and in use? And that, again, includes the entire airport, terminals, retail outlets, restaurants, et cetera, and parking facilities.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, we are so envious of Atlanta's 90% number, and we have that notoriety of being one of the largest airports slowest to recover. We are operating at about 35%, and when you split that domestic and international, probably 40% domestic and 10% international. From a facilities perspective, we are broadly open. All terminals are open. We just completed our AirTrain extension to long-term parking and opened a new seamless experience through long-term parking without transiting to a bus. And I think probably the most exciting thing is around Harvey Milk Terminal 1, which we've been opening in phases. And just last week, we opened another 7 gates. And the experience is just so exceptional. The feedback we're getting, I'll tell you, We're a little bit behind of Atlanta in what's called our ASQ passenger survey conducted by our industry groups. But if all of SFO was Harvey Milk Terminal 1, we would surpass Atlanta and almost be very close to beating Toronto. And so we're excited about that. There's new amenities, new features, and the experience has just been so well received. And
well,
so,
you know, I was going to say, just hearing you say that, though, I mean, that you mentioned that, you know, 35%, 40% domestic, I think you said 10% international. That's kind of reflective of the country, because we are seeing different parts of the country rebounding quicker or coming back. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this. But I do want to ask both of you this question. You know, we have you here in our personal connection segment of the show. And, you know, we mentioned during your intro that every traveler has a personal connection, if you will, with an airport when they fly. We all have our favorites. You know, some of our experiences are good, some less so. We won't go into that. But you both get to work at two of the country's biggest and most successful airports. I'd like to know, Ajay, we'll start with you. What connects you to your respective airport, you know, which, as Mary said, you know, they're really more like communities than just strictly transportation hubs?
Absolutely. So I'm an Atlanta native, I know, which is kind of like faux pas here in Atlanta since we're such a transient city. but I'm from Atlanta. I'm raised in Atlanta. My family has either worked adjacent to or connected to the airport in one way or another. So it's truly, it's more of a crown jewel and a badge of honor to work at the airport. One thing I'll definitely say is I've become spoiled in Atlanta with regard to the airport, whether it be our plane train connectivity from concourse to concourse, the SkyTrain, the public transit integration, the amount of individuals that we're able to employ, our community relations, all those things are just kind of, you know, footprints that we have throughout the city. So when I go other places, I have a little bit of ATL envy, if you will, because I'm like, well, they don't have a SkyTrain. I have to take a people mover, or I have to go take a shuttle to get to the airfield, or those various things. So I think the idea of, albeit not the busiest airport in the world, being the most efficient, again, has gotten me to be very tethered to our airport, along with the history of it. You talked about mayors both Hartsfield and Jackson when it comes to the city itself, diversity, business opportunities, and just the impact that it has in the community is definitely what I would consider my badge of pride for ATL.
You know, I didn't really know what to expect talking to you guys today. We've not done this before on the show, and I love it. Both of you, I can really hear the passion for your airports. So, Ivar, same question for you. The airports really are communities. You eat in airports. There's so many things to do besides just going from point A to point B. What connects you to SFO?
Well, you know, and I was born in San Francisco, so I'm a native.
So we have two locals. Go figure.
I was raised in the closest town to the airport, Millbrae. And so my whole life I've been that kind of connection to our airport. Aviation is a passion of mine. And so with talk about a dream job. You know, planes, trains, we get to really experience all of that, as well as innovation that's happening. And I think about the incredible innovation around Uber and Lyft, and SFO was really the tip of the spear when that started up. And then the other thing is just, you know, I'm an engineer by education and training, and I love the development programs we've done. And I'll tell you, I've been here 27 years, and everyone in the area can attest that we've been under construction for 27 years, and I think that just goes to the vision we've had for decades now of preparing for the future. And I think that's also been a hallmark of SFO, even during this past year, is continuing to invest in facilities and preparing for our future.
And to innovate.
That's how I feel connected to.
Well, I think, listen,
I don't think there's an airport not under construction, though. I think it's okay.
And I know, Jai, we certainly could say that of what's going on in Atlanta. And here, where Mary and I are in the New York City area, forget it. That's
LaGuardia,
a whole other story.
JFK.
But real quick with you, only about 10, 15 seconds each on this. Just want to know how the Memorial Day holiday go for both of you. Ivar, you want to go first?
Yeah, we had a great holiday. We saw some of our best numbers. And I think, you know, there is a feeling San Francisco and the Bay Area was fairly closed and very aggressive in dealing with the crisis. And it's open for business and we're dealing with it. Our numbers are incredibly positive. So we're hopeful for continued great travel numbers through the summer.
And Jai, real quick with you.
Oh my goodness. I think we were looking at forecasts of 1.25 to 1.5 million coming through the checkpoint. We saw it. We felt it from that Thursday through that Monday. Really excited to see what 4th of July is going to look like. People are ready to travel. Everybody's still being very conscious of the social distancing and wearing their masks. But folks are ready to take flight, and we are so ready to see them.
Well, and we will see a lot of them in the airports this summer for sure, both in Atlanta and San Francisco. Ivar Jai, thank you very much for the check-in today. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks to both of you. Take care.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun.
Okay, right? That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
All right. Set the bar high when we do this in the future.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Up next, we're going to move from airports to offbeat attractions around the U.S. as Rudy checks in from St. Paul. Don't go anywhere. RM World Travel will be right back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.